Every morning, the alarm sounds. Will you rise or hit snooze? That simple choice represents your first daily battle against resistance, the invisible force that prevents you from becoming who you're meant to be. It wears countless disguises: procrastination, fear, self-doubt, instant gratification. We all want happiness. It's hardwired into our very being. Yet strangely, we actively resist it every day. You know what brings you joy, perhaps writing, exercise, quality time with loved ones, yet you battle resistance before engaging in these activities. Why do we avoid the very things that make us happy? Resistance thrives on keeping us distracted, comfortable, and slightly dissatisfied. We scroll through social media instead of working on our novel, watch TV instead of going to the gym, or stay late at work instead of having dinner with family. Most people live in what Kelly calls comfortable misery, rating their happiness at 6 or 7 out of 10 and accepting this as good enough. We choose immediate comfort over long-term fulfillment, instant gratification over meaningful achievement, and familiar pain over uncertain joy. Have you ever achieved something you thought would make you happy, only to find the satisfaction quickly fading? This universal experience reveals a profound truth. We're designed for something beyond temporary pleasures. From childhood, we attach happiness to external things: toys, achievements, relationships, career milestones, possessions, only to discover nothing completely satisfies our longing. Kelly describes this as our God-sized hole, a spiritual emptiness that worldly success cannot fill. The desire for God is written into the human heart, explaining our persistent dissatisfaction with earthly attainments. Like a child who prefers chocolate eggs to Easter's deeper meaning, we chase lesser pleasures while overlooking the source of lasting fulfillment. Career, relationships, wealth, and status, while good in themselves, make poor substitutes for the divine relationship we're designed for. When these become our primary focus, they inevitably disappoint, because they weren't meant to satisfy our deepest longings. God desires our happiness, but respects our freedom to choose it. When we resist happiness, we create barriers between ourselves and God, and between ourselves and our true selves. Have you ever felt that nagging sense that something's missing in your life? Most people quickly push this feeling aside, but ignoring it only increases our restlessness. This quiet discontent serves a purpose. It's guiding us towards something better. Kelly suggests we pay attention to this restlessness rather than suppressing it. When channeled constructively, productive restlessness drives creativity and births new ideas instead of spiraling into anxiety. Kelly shares his own experience of feeling emptiness despite outward success at 15. Despite good grades, sports achievements, and running a small business, he felt an undefined void. This persistent feeling eventually led to a spiritual awakening that transformed his life from living in grayscale to discovering a world of color. If you sense something missing, don't ignore it. Rather than viewing it as a weakness, recognize it as an invitation to something more authentic and fulfilling. Your restlessness might be pointing you toward a new career path, deeper relationships, or spiritual growth that could transform your life's trajectory. Life changes when our habits change, and daily prayer has extraordinary transformative potential. Kelly's journey began when a family friend suggested stopping by church for 10 minutes each morning. Initially skeptical, he found unexpected peace in these quiet moments. What started as planning his day evolved into conversations with God. The breakthrough came when he faced a decision and asked, "God, what do you think I should do?" This simple surrender marked a turning point. For over 20 years, Kelly has encouraged others to establish this same habit, 10 minutes daily for quiet prayer. He suggests placing a post-it note reading 10 minutes a day on your bathroom mirror as a reminder. The key insight? Delaying prayer typically means skipping it entirely. Take your first opportunity each day to pray, making it non-negotiable. This daily habit fosters spiritual health, helping us hear God's voice more clearly. When spiritually healthy, we're focused, patient, and generous. When unhealthy, we become irritable and discontented. Building this habit resembles constructing a skyscraper. You begin by digging deep foundations that support everything else. You are going to die. This inevitable truth should reshape how we live. Reflecting on death brings remarkable clarity. Suddenly, things are either very important or not important at all. When hospice nurses share what dying people regret, they wish they'd been more authentic, spent more time with loved ones, prioritized spirituality, worked less, discovered their purpose earlier, expressed feelings better, worried less, taken more risks, and chosen happiness. This perspective isn't morbid, but liberating. It reminds us what truly matters and encourages us to live fully while we still can. Kelly shares a practical exercise. At 42, with a life expectancy of 80, he has approximately 1,820 Sundays left. While this sounds like many, they disappear quickly. Don't waste a single Sunday. If you don't waste Sundays, you will be less likely to waste Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Living with the end in mind means regularly asking, is how I'm spending my time aligned with what matters most? We often see God in extraordinary events, yet He's typically found in the ordinary, like a child in a manger. God exists in the eternal now, inviting us into present moment awareness. Being fully conscious of every breath, bite, smile, word, song, and kiss. This awareness transforms ordinary work into prayer. Though billions work daily, the primary purpose isn't just earning money, but becoming the best version of ourselves. Through diligent work, we develop virtues like patience and integrity. Kelly suggests offering each hour of work for specific intentions, your spouse, children, or friends in need, bringing value to mundane tasks. Anyone, even a trash collector, can achieve holiness. It's not reserved for religious professionals. While resistance prefers distraction over ordinary action, disciples of Jesus bring meaning to everyday things. The greatest challenge is being fully present to what matters now, finding God in the ordinary moments that comprise most of our lives. Every moment presents a choice. Move toward becoming the best version of yourself or away from it. Kelly discovered that happiness and holiness are connected. When his actions aligned with God's will, he felt joy. When they didn't, that joy disappeared. God created us to serve others with our unique talents. Our happiness stems from this service, not self-gratification. Kelly believes God speaks through our talents, giving us specific abilities that match His mission for us. What does God look for on a resume? Just one thing, availability. Like Jesus multiplying loaves and fish, God can transform our lives if we make ourselves available. Despite technological advances, suffering remains prevalent in our world. Gratitude offers a powerful antidote to resistance. Without it, yesterday's extraordinary becomes today's ordinary, and entitlement takes over. Happiness is ultimately a choice, with resistance typically standing between you and your desired happiness. The battle against resistance must be fought daily. With each victory, we grow stronger in choosing happiness over resistance, gratitude over entitlement, and love over fear.